It is 20 minutes to nine. We'll return to just how cold it is in Melbourne and what that means for our energy supplies, because the old rubbish coal-fired generators just keep on falling apart. But to have a closer look at the plane crash with the Boeing Dreamliner, we're joined by James Nixon, industry analyst and former A380 Airbus captain. Good morning, James.
G'day, Raf.
What do you see in the details in that crash? What interests you?
Well, it's been a bit muddied from the very beginning. Flight Radar 24 showed that the airplane hadn't used the full length of the runway. So that made us really concerned. Pilots all around the world were going, well, you just can't take off at Ahmedabad from the intersection to the terminal. I used to fly in and out of there quite a lot. And so I've been there many times in all sorts of weather conditions. And so that kept pilots around the world overnight talking about this. And then Flight Radar has come out and said, no, we've done some complete analysis now. The airplane did use the full length of the runway to take off. So the pilots did as every other pilot would have done on the day. But what really concerns us, Raf, is that the landing gear is down, and the landing gear stays down till the very end. So when you have an engine failure on takeoff in an airplane, the first thing you do is lift up the landing gear, because that creates drag. So we know that they haven't had a normal engine failure, because that would have meant that the wheels would have come straight up. But then we've got another view this morning, CCTV from the airport security system, from the left-hand side of the runway, which shows that the airplane took off normally, but then just started sinking into the ground. And this is indicative of the pilots pulling up the flaps instead of the landing gear after takeoff.
So can I just stop you there, James? So there's two things going on there. Not the regular thing with the landing gear, and not the regular thing with the flaps, which controls the plane going up and down. Can you, like, what might be the reason for those two things?
Sadly, pilot error. The flaps don't make the plane go up and down. They make the wing bigger and smaller.
Right.
So for slow speed flight, for takeoff and landing, we put out the flaps, which makes the wing bigger and gives us more lift for a slower speed. But when we go faster, we bring the flaps in and make a high speed wing so the plane can go fast and we get the benefits of jet travel. So the whole idea is this transition. It normally doesn't happen till about 1,000 feet, way above the ground. The wheels come straight up off the runway. And after 400 feet, we start climbing, and then slowly we start bringing the flaps in at about 1,000 feet altitude. So this plane, the airfield's 200 feet above sea level. It only got to 625 feet. So it only got to 400 feet above ground and was only doing 175 knots or about 340 kilometres an hour when it crashed, which sounds very slow. Sounds fast to you people, but to pilots, 174 knots is pretty slow. So you certainly would not be bringing the flap in at that stage.
So best guess, and I realise it's a guess, educated guess, is pilot error and not failure, some sort of technical failure.
Yeah, that's what it's leading to. You know, there's been conspiracy theorists out there already saying how bad Boeing is. Well, you know, Boeing's been making airliners for a long time, and a million of them took off today without crashing. So sadly, we're pointing
to pilot. Can I just address that, though? The Dreamliner's come up with the Federal Aviation Authority a bit in the United States. So there's been some issues there with the FAA clearly asking Boeing about some of the manufacture, but you don't see anything substantial in that?
Well, I think there's a lot to do with things that are happening with Boeing for the 737 and for the Dreamliner in the last few years. They're going through a real hard time over there. But in this situation, I'm pretty sure it's more pilot error than problem with the product.
Thanks so much for your time, James.
My pleasure.
James Nixon, former A380 Airbus captain and now an analyst of the aviation industry. 16 minutes to nine.